What's up, everybody? It's Alan from Breaking and Entering, and you are checking out episode 31 of the B&E Podcast. This week, we're talking to Saint Blonde, specifically the frontman Hunter Fitch, who sat down and talked with us about their brand new single Morningside, as well as the releases that they've put out thus far. The band is poised to do some big things in the indie pop world, so let's not waste any time. Let's get right into it. It's Hunter from Saint Blonde on the B&E Podcast. All right, we are here with Hunter from Saint Blonde. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing good, man. What about you?
I'm doing really well. Let's talk about the band. You got your brand new single, Morningside, is out now. The video is out as well. Let's get into it. How did the band kind of get started?
So we were we were in another band, pretty much almost the same lineup.
Okay.
The three of the four of us started a band prior to this one, and then at the tail end of that, our drummer Tyler joined that, and we had just done it for a while and felt like we were moving in a new direction, and so we decided to start something fresh, even though it's more or less the same hive mind.
Okay.
Just, you know.
So you guys you're listed as starting the band in 2018. How long would you say that you were in the other band before that?
I think we were in a band called Mount Tyrant, and
okay.
It was like a little bit darker style of music. And I think that we started, I want to say, gosh, like 2012, 2013.
Okay. So you'd basically been around most of the guys in the band for a good amount of time.
Yeah. Me and Lox, our guitar player, had been playing music together for like almost like 10 years. And then I worked with a couple of the guys, and that just turned into something a little bit more.
Okay.
So we've been doing it together for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. And you said the other band was a little darker. You guys are definitely more on the brighter side of things, with a lot of, you know, just really, really catchy, like indie pop kind of sound to it. What was the genesis of the band's sound? Like what bands kind of influence what you guys do?
I feel like you'll probably get a different answer depending on who you ask in the band. But I feel like a lot of our current inspiration comes from looking backwards.
Okay.
With music, we like a lot of like old like 80s 90s alt, like late, I like a lot of like post-punk and like new wave kind of
sure.
stuff, and like Britpunk stuff, but again, there's a lot of different elements. I know that, you know, Trey, our guitar player, likes more pop driven, more melodic stuff, and
yeah,
you know, it's all over the place. I think if we had to kind of like hone in on like where we always make the joke that it's just everything is just Phil Collins, but
okay.
I mean Phil the Phil is the guy. So if I had to give one a short answer, it'd probably be that.
Okay. So that'll be the way that we can describe the band if we have to ask people. Just everything's killed. It's just Phil Collins. Okay, I can work with that for sure. So the new single is your first single of this year, but you guys have been putting out, you know, music kind of off and on, just a string of singles so far. What is the thought behind that? Are you just chasing more of a radio kind of appeal, or is it just kind of giving bits and pieces until, you know, the full Saint Blonde picture can come together into a larger project?
I think those are a lot of different reasons. I think it is our desire internally to do an album, and I think when you're writing songs, it is inherent. You have a kind of like a writing season
mm-hmm.
that you live in, and everything kind of is uniform in those times. And just, I feel like the way people consume bands, new bands especially, is one song at a time. And so it's kind of a challenge to try to marry that with, because, you know, you'll write, as a band, you'll write a bunch of songs kind of in like one period that all fit. And, you know, that kind of defines your artistic season or your, you know, where you're at in life at that time. And then you roll them out over a course of however many months. And I think that's, I mean, I think that's just because of streaming and how, you know, we're not a super big band, obviously. So it's we're trying to grow, really kind of focus one song release at a time until we can capture more of an audience to digest a full album, I think is the,
yeah, definitely,
the real reason.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. I mean, that's totally, you know, acceptable, especially in this year, with everything being so crazy. But with that, have you guys had some time this year to kind of get into that writing season, or did, you know, has COVID kind of affected that a little bit?
A little bit. I want to say a little bit, because we're always working on a bunch of stuff kind of in tandem. But definitely towards the beginning, it affected our ability to kind of get together,
right,
and write as a group. But we all write kind of at home and have different, you know, setups and ways we can collaborate. And then as we knew it was a little bit, as we knew we can kind of get together, and we had to sort of prepare and lock down for live streamed, like performances and stuff like that, we started working on stuff more. But
yeah,
it's been about the same, I feel like, more or less. It was just a couple months where we had to improvise.
Right, definitely. What is the process for you guys when you put together a song? Is it generally, I mean, you said everybody kind of has their own setup, but is there one person that kind of kicks things off when you have a new idea, or is it kind of just bouncing stuff off of each other? How does it work within the group?
So a lot of the core of our song, like where the song starts with Trey.
Okay.
He's our guitar player, and he's a producer and stuff, and works, you know, at a home studio that he has built. And he will riff out an idea or a verse and a chorus, or a, or even if it's just like a lick, you know, he'll have something that he throws out. And then I'll typically come and we'll kind of kick that back and forth, and I'll write with that to see if there's like a proof of concept with the song, you know. And then we build on it there. We'll go, and then we'll track live drums, and Tyler will put some sauce on it and write some drums, and then we'll just, you know, layer from that core idea. But yeah, I'd say most all ideas start at the nexus that is Trey's brain.
Okay.
And then branch outward.
Yeah.
And, you know, get kind of molded by all of us.
Sure. And with having the home studio kind of available too, have you guys had a chance to record a little bit more than just, you know, the songs that are out now? Is there something in the works a little bit?
Oh yeah, we've got a bunch of stuff that we're itching to finalize and get out. We're probably going to take a couple trips to LA to finish some stuff up towards the end of the year, and really try to decide what the next, whether it's a single, whether it's an EP, an album. That's always kind of up in the air. But we've got, I mean, a good chunk of stuff we're excited to release.
Yeah, definitely. Very cool. Very cool. You guys are from Denton, Texas, it's listed as, which I had to look up, which is just outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth kind of area. What is the music scene like down there for you guys? I mean, what's the community like?
Denton's really cool. It's a really neat little medium town, okay. I guess is the way I would describe it. There's actually a lot of music in the city of Denton, though. There's a pretty big music program here. There's a college here called University of North Texas, and there's a lot of really great musicians who go there for an education, and also just, you know, by that nature, kind of branch out, and that, you know, affects the music scene, but there's, you know, it's a tiny, tiny town with cool, tiny bars and,
yeah,
you know, a really like dedicated and earnest,
yeah,
population.
Okay.
I guess.
Very cool. All right.
And I think Bowling for Soup is from Denton. I want to say that that's the case.
Okay. Well, I was not aware of that. Possibly. I'm looking them up really quick. They're from Wichita Falls, which is, I think, close, maybe. I don't know.
So I was just wrong. maybe someone lives here or something. I don't know.
But I mean,
there's a lot of like cool bands that have come from Denton.
Yeah, I'd say entirely possible, you know, that part of the band at least is from Denton. But very cool. So we're obviously in this weird kind of situation where everybody is home and can't really travel. I know you guys were saying you got LA coming up after these LA trips possibly. What do you see in the immediate future for the band besides you know, just what we have out already?
I think starting at the beginning of the year, we want to put out a handful of tracks. I feel like Morningside is a really good starting point for where we kind of wanted to drive a lot of our songs,
okay,
you know, sonically and just, you know, we've been working on songs like that one that is, they feel a little bit more fun to play live and I feel like capture where we want to be. And so we have a handful of stuff like that we want to start putting out at the beginning of the year.
Sure.
The format of that is up in the air still, but that's probably the first priority. And, you know, I'm sure everyone likes to say shows, but we, you know, no one really knows when.
Yeah, definitely.
That's going to be like, I know some people are doing it, but I feel like I don't know when that's going to be like a realistic and safe,
yeah,
and responsible thing to do. So, you know, as soon as that's a thing, that'll be probably the next,
right,
the next frontier.
But
yeah, until then, just writing as much as we can and seeing what we,
yeah, we're kind of going through that. Yeah, we're kind of going through that here in Milwaukee, where you know, like shows are starting to happen a little bit, but obviously, like everything's got to be, you know, distanced and figure out ways to make, you know, local music happen. We're coming up on winter too, so we'll see what happens with all of that. So obviously, there's a lot of people listening that might have not heard the band before or may only know Morningside. Of the singles that you guys have out so far, what would be your favorite, or what would be a good starting point that isn't Morningside?
That's a good question. I think the one that everyone likes is our first one, called Shy.
Okay.
That's the one that I think we hear the most nice things about. if I had to pick my favorite personally, I actually think it would be Morningside. I think because we had a lot of these done at this similar time.
Okay.
And then there was kind of the internal democracy of, you know, what's next,
right,
which one's better, you know, because it, you know, we're in our own head and we don't really know outside of like what we're hearing. And I think Morningside was the one that I really was like excited about.
Okay.
And then we just put that one out. So if I had to pick a favorite, I think that's actually the one. But Shy is the one that was our first single that seems to have gotten a lot of positive.
All right.
Response.
Awesome. All right. We will make sure that people can check out all of that as well. If they want to get in touch with you on social media, where can they do that?
On Instagram, we are at Hey St. Blonde. And I think that's where we're most active. And we have a website as well, stblonde.com. And then Facebook, I think it's just St. Blonde.
Okay.
Like, you know, /
yeah,
St. Blonde.
Yeah.
And then Twitter, we are at Hey St. Blonde as well.
Okay. Perfect. Well, Hunter, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and talk with us. And we will make sure that we keep checking out the new singles from you guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All All right, and thank you so much to Hunter from St. Blonde for sitting down and talking with us again. Don't forget that the single Morningside is out now. You can check out the video as well. And you can check out new music every single day at breakingandentering.net. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, and just about anywhere else on the internet. We've got a weekly e-newsletter that you can subscribe to. You can subscribe to this podcast and support us via Anchor or listen to us on any platform that you listen to your podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next time on the Breaking and Entering Podcast. Hey guys, it's Alan. Just wanted to check in again real quick here at the end of the show and let you know that if you want to listen to more of me talking, but also want to listen to some great music as well, you can join us for Breaking and Entering Radio every single week. Myself and Patrick Carroll play 2 hours of independent hip-hop, broadcasting live out of the Breaking and Entering World headquarters. We're on over 30 stations all over the world right now, so you can check out where to listen to Breaking and Entering Radio by visiting breakingandentering.net/schedule.